Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Gene Greisman, one of my favorite people on the planet. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including a book titled Lincoln and Obama. He compares them, not necessarily person to person, but just time for time as much as anything. Gene, how did I do on that little review?
I like it very much. As a matter of fact, I've added another similarity, and that is when Lincoln ran for the second term, he got 55% of the popular vote, and Obama got 51%.
Right, and that's the frame of the book. You're not trying to say that President Obama, yet at least, that President Obama compares to President Lincoln as presidents.
As a matter of fact, the first time you asked me that question, I said nobody compares with Lincoln.
That's right.
In terms of accomplishments.
Right. And so, folks, if you like President Obama, then you're going to want to get the book. If you don't like him, you're going to want to know what Gene's up to. So find the book wherever books are sold. And speaking of Lincoln, by the way, in the previous segment, Gene gave us an outstanding review, historical accuracy and entertainment review of the movie Lincoln. And you did a review. You actually wrote this. It's on your website, presidentlincoln.com, right?
It's on presidentlincoln.com. And then if any of your viewers would like a personal copy of the review, they'll send an email to Abe Lincoln@mindspring.com, Abe@mindspring.com. Ask for the review. I'll send it to them, no cost
right.
at all.
All right, so check that out. Okay, Gene, we promised them you would tell the audience and me what President Lincoln would think about New Year resolutions.
I know what he thinks about resolutions. As a matter of fact, you and I were discussing off air about how it seems in years ago, people talked more about New Year's resolutions than they do today. Lincoln believed in resolutions. As a matter of fact, the first chapter of the words Lincoln lived by, I began with a significant quote. Lincoln said, "Always bear in mind that your own resolution to succeed is more important than any other one thing." Your own resolution to succeed is more important than any other one thing. As you know, I do seminars and have done them for a number of years on how successful people become successful. And I have a list of the characteristics of successful people. But I always end by saying there's nothing more important in success than your own resolution to succeed. Lincoln said it and understood it.
And about probably 70 years later, Henry Ford said, "Whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, either way, you're correct."
That's well said.
And that's a variation on, I think, on what Lincoln said.
I believe that is true. As a matter of fact, I have developed a little spin on how I make my own resolutions. As we've talked in previous shows, I have what I call a dream list, but I've revised that somewhat.
A green list?
Dream, D-R-E-A-M.
Oh, dream list. Okay, dream, all right.
A list of dreams that I want to accomplish before I leave this.
Now, is that like a bucket list?
Yes, a lot like it, except that sometimes
it's just without the bucket, right?
That's right. I have pictures of what I want to achieve. And I call it now my golden visualization list. And some months ago,
the bucket list isn't good enough for him, folks. He's got to have a better list.
Well, it sounds a little more elegant, but the principle is the same, that you visualize what you want to have happen to you.
Yep.
And I also write down short life lessons. When something happens to me in my life that is going to teach me a lesson, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have that and I actually put into my iPhone under my notes, my goals and visualization list, and my life lessons. And it's working out to be very well, and I look at it every day.
Hmm. So give us an example of what if you don't mind us peering into your, I'm going to pry a little bit. Give us one that's not too racy or anything. What would be an example of one of your dreams?
Well, I have one of my dreams is that I will write a great book that will do much good, and everything that has come before is prologue. So I intend to do that, and then I'll give you a life lesson.
Well, in my opinion, Gene, you've already done that to at least to some degree. So I'm gonna give you and I know you've got one more really big one in you, but you've already accomplished some of that.
Well, let me tell you a life lesson that I learned, and that is, don't jump to first conclusions or first impressions, good or bad. I have a tendency, whenever I meet somebody for the first time, to overestimate them or underestimate them. And so I've written a lesson to myself. Don't overestimate someone in the beginning or underestimate them.
I think that's
a lesson for small business.
That's
people.
A real dynamic. I think it's called a Pygmalion effect. And we see this in schools. If a teacher has a good attitude about a child, that child will probably do well in that class. If a teacher has a negative attitude about that child, he thinks that this student is not, doesn't measure up or whatever, that child will probably underperform.
That's been well substantiated.
Yeah, the Pygmalion effect.
Hold on,
Gino, because we got to take a quick break. But folks, maybe that's how we should think about that. That when we're meeting new people. I'm glad Gene Greisman gave me a second chance, I can tell you that. Tintil, I'm Jim Blasting him right back with Dr. Gene Greisman, the author of Lincoln and Obama.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.